objective, this study aimed to examine the mediating role of self-efficacy in the relationship between perceived parental overprotection and autonomy in Malaysian young adults. Methods and materials. A descriptive correlational research design was employed involving a sample of 423 university students in Malaysia, selected based on Credsey and Morgan's sampling table. Participants completed standardized measures, including the parental bonding instrument, overprotection subscale, general self-efficacy scale, and the autonomous functioning scale. Data were analyzed using SPSS-27 for descriptive statistics and Pearson correlations, and AMOS-21 for structural equation modeling, SEM. Assumptions such as normality, multicollinearity, and linearity were checked and confirmed before inferential analysis. Findings: the results indicated a significant negative correlation between parental overprotection and autonomy, R=-0.47, p=0.001, and between parental overprotection and self-efficacy, R=-0.41, p=0.001. Self-efficacy was positively correlated with autonomy, R=0.53, p=0.001. SEM results showed that parental overprotection significantly predicted lower self-efficacy. Beta=-0.41, p=0.001, and autonomy both directly, beta=-0.28, p=0.001, and indirectly via self-efficacy, beta=-0.22, p=0.001. The total effect of parental overprotection on autonomy was substantial. Beta=-0.5, p=0.001. Model fit indices supported the adequacy of the hypothesized model. Chi-squared DF=1.74, CFI=0.96, RMSEA=0.041. Conclusion. These findings suggest that parental overprotection has a significant negative impact on young adults' autonomy, both directly and through its detrimental effect on self-efficacy. Promoting self-efficacy may help mitigate the negative developmental consequences of overprotective parenting, especially in collectivist cultures where parental control is often normative.